This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 632. We'd be flattered if you listened to today's episode.
Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 16 million times. We believe in connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Boston and New York City, USA. And to instantly download your transcript from today's episode, go to allearsenglish.com/transcripts. allearsenglish.com/TRANSCRIPTS. Today, we answer a listener question about the phrase, I'm flattered. Find out what it means, how to use it, and get other phrases to mix in that mean the same thing so that you can connect with native speakers. Everyone knows that the missing piece when it comes to fluency is having a way to practice, but we also know that you're busy. So that's why we've added special speaking opportunities for all students in our courses. Monthly fluency parties with an All Ears English host, open conversation club every week, and even a live Q&A in some plans. Join our online fluency course to get these benefits and more. Go to allearsenglish.com/plan to save 20% when you join before midnight on May 5th. But this offer does expire at midnight on May 5th. So go to allearsenglish.com/PLAN. What's up, Michelle? Happy Wednesday. Happy post-election day. At this point, we don't know what the results were because we're recording this too early.
Oh my gosh. I'm really just excited for the whole thing to be over, to be honest.
I know, me too. I'm so excited.
I'm so worn out.
it's been really intense. It's been a really tough election season, and I'm tired of all the headlines. I'm sick of it. Like, it's really gone to a new level of low this year.
So I'm ready to move on.
Me too.
Hopefully the other candidates will be as well.
Exactly. I hope so, too. All right, cool. So, Michelle, what are we talking about today? Well, first of all, actually, Michelle, I want to remind our listeners, guys, if you are getting ready for the IELTS exam, go on over, subscribe to IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. You'll get the best tips in the IELTS world right there in that podcast from me and Jessica Beck, who is a 10-year IELTS professional. So check that out, guys.
Yes.
All right, Michelle. So we have a question today from Raber Gio, who's one of our listeners.
Hello. Thank you for your question. Okay. Yeah. We're very flattered when you send us messages.
We're very flattered. Keyword, flattered.
Keyword. Right? I keep on doing that on the episodes this week.
No, it's good. I like it. You give the little hints about
what. Giving little hints, little teasers. Okay.
Yep. Hints and teasers. Exactly. Exactly. So let's go into it and let's see what our listener asked about the phrase to be flattered.
Here we go. Thanks, All Ears English. I am really a big fan of your podcasts and look forward to them. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, I would like you to explain the meaning of these two idioms. I am flattered and take something for granted with all the meanings they might have and support with examples. Ooh, very specific. With my respect for you. Yeah.
Yep.
I think that's it, right?
That was the question, Michelle. That was
all
it.
All right. Exactly. Thank you so much. That was a great question.
Exactly. And if you guys are serious about really learning these today, grab your transcripts at allearsenglish.com/transcripts. So Robert asked about two phrases that are actually completely unrelated, but they're good questions. They're both great questions. The first one is take for granted, but we already did this one actually. So if you go over to allearsenglish.com, guys, you type in 431, episode 431, you'll actually find we did a whole episode just on that expression. Remember when we did that one, Michelle?
Yeah. Wow. There's so many. I'm like, yeah. Sometimes I forget, but yeah, for sure.
Yeah, that was 200 episodes ago. So
Wow. That was a while ago. But go over, check that out. We're not going to talk about that one today, but we are going to share with you guys this episode, this phrase, I am flattered, because I think it's a great one to use. It's a great one to know. It's very strategic, especially when we come back to connection, not perfection. For us, learning English, guys, is about connections, and you're going to use this in at parties, social events to build connections. All right. So what does it mean, Michelle, when we say I'm flattered?
To say I'm flattered, it means like, thank you. I recognize your comment and I see that you have said something nice. I feel happy. Did you write this definition, Lindsay?
Yeah. It sounds kind of like robotic, that. Right? It sounds like something.
Yeah.
Like,
thank you. I recognize your comment. Said something nice. I feel happy.
It sounds like a script that you would give to a robot.
Yeah, it does sound like, okay, but it is a good definition.
And the robot would spit out that script, right?
I feel happy. Yes, I like that. That's my favorite part.
So that's basically what it means when we say, I'm flattered, but it just sounded very robotic the way we had it written there.
That's why we don't say that. We say, I'm flattered. There you go.
Yeah, right. That's why these phrases are so useful. Yeah. All right, so when do we use it though, Michelle? I mean, what kind of situations?
Right. Well, we use it to accept compliments. And actually, we did do a whole episode about compliments as well.
Yeah. And I don't know which number that was.
I don't either, but go through and type down into the search bar and you'll find it. So that, you know, might be a good way to think about how you can mix these two episodes together.
Exactly. Exactly. And what else? So accepting compliments in my mind is the primary way that we say I'm flattered. But there's a few others where we might throw in the word flattered or flattering.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, you might say it to like change the subject, right? To transition or mm-hmm. to deflect flirting, mm-hmm. right? So like, I'm flattered, but mm-hmm. right? It's like if somebody says, you're so beautiful. I'd like to take you out or something like that. And you're not interested. You could say, I'm flattered, but I have a boyfriend.
Right. Or I'm married or something.
Yeah.
Exactly. No, that's exactly how. Yeah. That's perfect. That's perfect. And then, so that's the second way. And then I love this expression where we use this word to put someone in their place, right? Mm. So it's kind of funny. We say, don't flatter yourself, right?
Yeah. Don't flatter yourself. Like if somebody's saying like really talking like, you know, overconfident really. And they're like, oh, you know, everything is really, I've done such a good job on this. And I said, don't flatter yourself.
Right. Exactly. Or if you invite someone out on a date or if someone invites you out on a date and you say you can't come and then you say, oh, you must be so disappointed that I can't come.
Right.
The other person might say, oh, don't flatter yourself. Right.
Yeah, that's perfect. That's perfect.
I like that expression. It's kind of a good little comeback to kind of like, I don't know, when you're flirting with someone, kind of early stage dating, like it's good to kind of have these little like back and forth with the person where you kind of put it's like, it's kind of teasing. It's a little bit of teasing and kind of putting people in their place and kind of just sort of messing around with them. Kind of.
Right.
You know what I mean?
I like that. Don't flatter yourself. Yeah,
right,
it's cute.
Yeah, exactly. So it's very strategic, especially in the dating world. Okay. Guys, the best way to take these episodes and make them a real lesson is to start with the transcripts. Sit down with the transcripts and listen to the episode again. Mirror what you hear and learn how to speak like a native. Go to allearsenglish.com/transcripts to get them today.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And then there's one more way that I could think of that we use flattering. What is it, Michelle?
Well, you can say that something is flattering, right? So I could say that dress is really flattering on you, or so like, oh, it looks nice. Basically, it highlights, I don't know. Curves that sounds bad.
Your curves. No, it's fine to say, right?
Yeah, it highlights your curves, or maybe like I'd say if you're wearing like Lindsay, because apparently according to your niece, you got blue eyes. So if you're wearing like a blue shirt, I might say, oh, that's so flattering on you because it matches your blue eyes.
That's so cute.
Was she asking it like a question or was it a statement?
It's almost like she had, you know, as kids just memorize, they remember what they hear. She just came right up to me, looked right in my face, got right up into my face, and she said, "You got blue eyes?"
That is so cute. You probably were melting.
Oh, I love that kid so much.
That was the first thing she said to you?
Yeah, it was like the first second thing she said to me when I walked in.
So funny. I love that.
Oh, so cute. It's so cute how kids just absorb things they hear, you know?
Anyway,
back to this. All right. So, so actually, this brings up a question that I wanted to ask you, Michelle. When it comes to accepting or deflecting compliments, do you think it's annoying when you offer someone a compliment and they find a way to discredit what you've said? I mean, should you, like, what's your style and what do you like to hear when you compliment someone?
Yeah, I think that people just like to hear thank you. Like, I know that my husband just the other night said something about, oh, that I looked really nice. And of course, me being me, I was like, oh, no, I've been doing this and that. I really need to do this. And he was like, just take the compliment.
Yeah. No, that's a really good point. I mean, I think especially women in our culture, like I should speak for myself. At some point along the line, I learned that like I should deflect a compliment because it's more polite or something like that. So I used to do that more often. I used to like disagree with the person making the compliment. And I would come up with an excuse of why they weren't right. But I don't really do that anymore. I just say thanks, you know?
Yeah, I've gotten much better at it. But I guess to like, just like in my personal life, maybe I'm still working on it. But no, typically like professionally or something, if somebody were to compliment me, I would say thank you.
Yeah, no, so that's just an interesting kind of thing we need to watch out for sure. And we did do an episode 403 on how to show confidence when you accept a compliment.
Sorry, I already talked about it.
No, that's good. We didn't know the episode number. So that is the episode number. And I think we had this conversation on that episode, probably, Michelle. So
you
guys can go back, listen again, see if our opinions have changed, and see how you feel about it, guys. Okay? So, all right. So then if we're going ahead and we're going to say, I'm flattered, we're going to take this phrase, I'm flattered, and let's find some new ways to say it.
Right. Okay. So awesome. So you could just say, thanks so much. Real simple.
Right. Or, oh, I appreciate that.
Right. Or thank you for saying that.
Mm-hmm. Or that was such a nice thing to say. Okay.
Yeah.
So these phrases are, I think they're a little bit different from what we taught you in episode 403. So we're just taking the phrase I'm flattered and just translating it into new ways to say it. So let's throw it into a conversation, Michelle, and let's see how it comes out.
Okie dokie. All right.
Okay.
Hey, Lindsay. I'm applying for a new teaching job at a school. Would you be comfortable writing me a letter of recommendation?
Oh, yeah, definitely, Michelle. You add so much to our show here.
Aw, I'm flattered.
Yeah, you have a good radio voice and lots of energy.
Oh, I appreciate that.
Mm. Well, I only make compliments when they're genuine.
Oh, that was sweet. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that was really good. And you gave some compliments and I didn't deflect them. I accepted them with these phrases.
Right. So we showed you guys here how to use I'm flattered. And I think just using I'm flattered is a great way to accept that compliment. Right.
For sure.
It's kind of articulate. It's dignified. It's, you know, it's fine. It works. So that's what you guys can use. But if you want to expand out and say other things here, Michelle, I said, yeah, you have a good radio voice and lots of energy. You said, oh, I appreciate that.
Yeah, right. Yeah, for sure. I thought that was it was also just a really good way to, you know, connect. Right. And I think that it made our relationship stronger.
Definitely. And it comes back to connection. That's why we do this podcast, guys. That's our core value here at All Ears English is connection, not perfection. So, you know, using these phrases will build the connection with the people you want to connect with. So use them. Don't be afraid, guys. Take a chance, throw them out there and just see what happens. That's all we can do to build the connection.
That's right. Yeah. Awesome. Okay.
Awesome.
Well, I like these phrases and guys, you should definitely accept your compliments and a compliment for you guys is that you guys are great listeners.
Yeah, you guys are really good listeners. We're not hearing anything from you guys. Really good listeners.
Yeah. You never interrupt us.
I haven't heard a peep all day. So we would love it if you guys would go over and leave us a review in iTunes and let us know what you think about the show. And also grab your transcripts from today so you can see the role play written out and you can also use these role plays on your own with your teacher. Okay? Yes. So very cool, Michelle. Thanks for hanging out.
All right. Thank you, Lindsay. Thanks, guys, for listening.
All right. Take care.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to All Ears English. And if you need a 7 or higher on your IELTS exam to achieve your life vision, then our Insider Method can get you there. Start with our free video series masterclass. Get video 1 now at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then subscribe to our show on your phone or on your computer. See you next time.